Blog Talk Radio.
Hours of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and in the first hour, it's Grow Your Spirit and Let Your Divine Light Shine. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is visiting Kentucky after deadly tornadoes took the lives of at least 74 people. He's getting an aerial tour of the devastated community of Mayfield. Later today, he'll spend time on the ground with residents of Mayfield and Dawson Springs. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd is pleading guilty in a federal civil rights case against him. Prosecutors will seek a sentence of about 25 years behind bars for Derek Chauvin. The charges against him stemming from a 2017 incident where he used a neck restraint on a teen will be thrown out as part of a plea deal. A member of the late George Floyd's family is speaking out after the change plea.
I don't expect an apology, and I don't honestly care to have one. He knew what he was doing. He had 9 minutes and 29 seconds to understand what he was doing and stop kneeling. He chose not to.
Brandon Williams is Floyd's nephew, and he insisted the former Minneapolis police officer chose not to take his knee off Floyd's neck last year. As a result of that, Chauvin was hit with 2 counts of depriving Floyd of his rights under the color of law. Chauvin was found guilty at his criminal trial earlier this year and was sentenced to prison. There are growing concerns about the rapid spread of the new Omicron variant. The CDC director said it's expected to continue spreading in coming weeks. It now represents about 3% of COVID cases in the U.S. Hulu, Netflix, DoorDash, Zoom, and other sites are down after another huge Amazon server outage. Amazon acknowledges the problem but hasn't said what's causing it. This is the second such Amazon Web Service outage this month. The House Speaker says Republicans are threatening the economy when they vote against raising the debt limit.
It is something that threatens the financial security of our country, gambles with the personal financial security of families, and again, the health of our economy, as well as its impact globally.
The California Democrats said the focus is now on passing the social spending package that's part of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. She added the measure cuts down costs for American families when it comes to child care and also reduces energy costs across the board. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
There are over 20,000 homeless in our state, and many are children. When overlooked, they can harbor feelings of anger, isolation, and shame. You can help. Since 2009, Birthday Dreams has been providing these kids with hope, joy, and an increased sense of self-worth. Birthday Dreams has helped over 10,000 children. So to get them a birthday party, volunteer as a cake maker, gift wrapper, delivery driver, or become a financial donor. Visit birthdaydreams.org. That's birthdaydreams.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we see mostly cloudy skies and rain at times today. High temperatures around 41, 42 degrees today. We might see a little bit of mixed rain and snow showers in selected areas, so be on the lookout for that. Clouds and rain will hang around for this evening. Lows back down to about 36, 37. For Thursday, more clouds and rain for the majority of the day. High temperatures around 42. Those will taper by Thursday night. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 36. However, for Friday and running up to the weekend, more clouds and rain. High temperatures in the mid-40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McFilley and Transformation Talk Radio.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God Consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Naomi Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and Dr. Pat. Grow Your Spirit is to encourage you to let your divine light shine. This is where you can discover how to raise your frequency and vibration, make better and more guided decisions. I love helping you discover your inner truth. Tap into your soul's wisdom. I'm a life coach, and I've helped countless people harness their unique gifts. I get really excited about working with you and teaching you how to open your own intuition and connect with the angelic realm and develop your own gifts. This show, Grow Your Spirit, will teach you about how to connect with the angelic realm. Please tune in to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and together we'll light up the world.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to this fabulous show, Rosemary, that belongs to Rosemary, Grow Your Spirit. But here's what I want to say about it, is I'm always amazed. First of all, I get the honor of doing the show with you, Rosemary. But that's just right out the gate. But I love how you planned these things, which you did, and the messages are so perfect for what shows up. And not just in my life, but a number of the people I've been talking to all week long have been saying, how can you help me? How can you help me heal my fear-based thoughts? How can you help me step forward? How can you, what are your hosts going to talk about this week? And here you are.
Thank
talking
you.
Talking about it. Look, this is the world you live in. You are an incredible divine light shining. And what you do in the world, if you help people, you know, whether it's you're being the owner of Hands of Light, you're a teacher, you're a spiritual coach. You have 24 years in the world of Reiki, which is the most amazing. Teacher, learn so much from your kiddos, right? And
yeah.
Here you are today delivering this powerful message. You know, can you feel the energy like I do of what you
mean? I can feel it. There's a global transformation happening, and it's been kind of like a rolling ball for about 10 years now. I'm feeling the upswing, and it seems like the messages of lots of us that are in the healing modalities are hitting a global point where it's so necessary. And I think I'm getting chills right now from my angels, but when the messages go out there, there seems to be a divine timing of when people are ready to hear it and to move on it. And I think coming off of the COVID problems and the transformations and the problems a lot of people had to face, and also losing loved ones through the COVID and so forth, people are really ready to harness a new way of doing things. And that's kind of the global shift that I think I would say the light, humanity, angels, God, was waiting for everyone to be ready for. And many of us come to it different ways. I've been working with Reiki for many years. And one of the things that I love about it is when I'm working on someone and I'm doing a session, they are in a complete state of calmness, and they are able to shift their mind because they're out of that kind of that tightened nervous state that people have been walking around with for most of their lives.
Yeah.
So just being able to do that is one way I've been able to help people shift out of their nervous high energy state into a state of calm. And work on people using that.
And you bring in your intuition. You bring in the angels when you work with people. And for those of you out there today, we'd love for you to call in if you want to get some help in this arena, 1-800-930-2819. I love the series of workshops and events you plan. Yeah. First of all, you're coming out at the end of December with Clear Refresh Renew for 2022.
Right.
I love that we're starting that out because we do have to clear out because some people are saying that 2022 is the year that most people have been waiting for a really long time. What's your sense of that?
My sense is that it's really a choice. And I think in life there's always choices. So by perception of how you see things and how you perceive them, you could either be in the state of fear or in the state of personal growth. And I think that's the choice. And it was funny because I pulled some angel cards right before and I asked, what does everyone need today? And the first card I got was clear, cancel, and delete. And that's getting rid of anything or any thought process in your life that is negative or that kicks you out of that state of awareness and learning. And the other card I got is getting rid of your fear. So once you're able to shift away from the feeling of it's happening to me instead of it's happening for me, you could make that shift. And that's really where I want to guide people at the end of December to be ready to harness the new light that's coming in and to be ready to take that next step or that next leap without the fear that we've been harnessed with or people have harnessed themselves with for the past 2 years or 3 years.
You know,
perhaps a lifetime. I know.
Well, exactly. And I love the way you approach this, completely non-judgmental, but in the state of this is what we can do to move this forward. You know, this is whoever you are, this is what we're going to work on. And one of the most powerful tools that I've learned in healing, I haven't learned how to do it. I'm not a practitioner. You are. And that is Reiki. And when I first heard about it, I literally had just started this show. So I knew nothing about energy healing. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked if they could do a session for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people hear the word Reiki, some people know what it is, some people don't. But this form of energy healing goes back thousands and thousands of years, doesn't it?
Yeah, the actual energy, you think about energy being something that was here when cells were created. It's not anything new, although it has transformed and it's been expressed in different healing modalities, Reiki being one of them. This one actually, I guess, developed on paper, so to speak, or when other people knew about it, probably in the 40s. Although it's been an ancient modality that's been, you know, healing energy, healing has been around since man has walked the earth.
Yeah.
But this form of healing came out of a man named Mikhail Yasui, and he went on the hill of Mount Corona for 30 days and he meditated, and he was channeled this information. It sounds crazy and woo-woo, and I understand that, and I understand why people say, oh, what is that? But really what happened is he was gifted with this ability to share this way of healing with other people. And it does work, and it's amazing. But if you go back to even things like the newest, like quantum physics things that they're coming out with, and Einstein, spooky action at a distance, and entrainment of particle theory, it really explains how energy healing works and that it's not woo-woo. It's something that actually has a way to shift the energy of the body into a higher vibrational state. And they have done research and studies more recently, too, about the healing energy that comes out of the healer's hands and how the frequency of it can change the person you're working on and change the frequency of their energy by being in your space or for receiving the energy that you're sending. So it is now used in hospitals quite extensively. I've taught people that work in hospice. In many of the local hospitals, I've trained some nurses to use it. And it's quite amazing because it does bring the body into a balance and into a calmness to allow it to heal. So for that, it's cool. And I've had my own personal experiences with my father. You know, he went through cancer, and with my mom, and I've worked on people at the time of death. And I've seen and felt what it does as far as the transformation that it can give you. So I'm really amazed by it. I still am after all these years.
And you also are, Rosemary, for those of you just tuning in, Reiki, Angels, Intuition, Pathway to Inner Realm. I love the Pathway to the Inner Realm because that's where it really does begin and it really does end. And what I mean by that is whatever we got going on, like on the inside of that, and when we take a look at what you talk about, when you combine long-distance Reiki, intuition, and Akashic Records. See, we don't talk about Reiki and intuition together enough. We don't really bring those two together, but you do in the work you do. What have you found is one of the most powerful aspects of doing that?
It feels like love, and I can always tell you that the person I worked on this past week, I met someone that she said she had an energy clearing, but she felt terrible, and it wasn't for me. She had something moved around, and it wasn't clear. So I said to her, do you mind if I place hands on you? I'll do a little Reiki on you while you're sitting here. So when I was finished, her face just, like, looked so peaceful, and she said it felt like love. And the energy of Reiki is pure love, and when you're dealing with that energy, it is such a high vibration that it works. It just changes something in that person. They feel that love. I'm very tapped into the intuition, as many of the healers are. When you're working with this energy and you're working with it without any judgment or any expectation, it does shift, and you begin, it almost opens up a door. Sometimes I'll see who a person used to be in their past. Sometimes I'll see a trauma they went through as a child or something that they've heard. And the weird thing with me in particular, and I know this for other healers as well, I'm very clairsentient, which means that I feel things on my body. So when I'm working on someone, if they've experienced a heart trauma, like a sadness, my heart will start to hurt while I'm working on them. Or if their hip is hurting them, my hip will hurt just for a few minutes while I'm working on them. It isn't true of all healers, but I know because of me and the way I experience energy, I'm very into their energy field and their emotions when I work. So it gives me insight into what I might understand about that person or how I can help them, maybe even give them tools when they leave me, you know, to work on forgiveness or healing in their own way to help them to release that energy they're holding within their own bodies.
And sometimes, don't you find that even if we go through an act of letting something go or passing it on, it still holds on to us. I have a friend that was sharing a little bit of a story with me about her taxes and how happy and excited she was that they were gone, and very excited about, didn't matter what the outcome was, she got them done. You know, COVID made it very difficult for people to face financial things in a lot of ways, but she felt great. And then she called me and says, I don't get what's going on. I let go of this. My accountant's got it, but I'm still, like, waking up with it.
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's think about other things that happen that may be outside of your control, and you know you've done everything you could. Maybe it's a deadline. Maybe it's paperwork.
Yeah.
But you're still thinking about it.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, the world teaches us. So it's a mirror for the outer is a mirror for the inner. So if you're able to release and understand the lesson in all things, it will shift and it will transform. And the thing is, when you hold on to a belief, it can be like cement in the body. Let's say my belief is that everybody's out to get me, and then my neck is always killing me because everyone's out to get me. That's a perception. And if that perception is not released, anytime someone looks at you funny or raises an eyebrow, you're like, oh, my God, they hate me, you know? And there's people that walk around with that feeling, and it could be something they need to go back and release. When I teach Reiki to my students, and when especially at level two, you can do long-distance Reiki when a person is at level two, right? So I teach people how to go back to the childhood and heal themselves at age 10 and age 12 and age 13 and go through areas of trauma and send love back to that inner child. And it's something that I've been doing for several years to teach people to heal those areas of themselves that they're still holding those feelings. They're still holding those insecurities. And it really has a remarkable effect on just that activity to release something that they've been holding. You know, and my intuition works with that person's, too, to allow them to understand the lesson of why you went through something that was so traumatic. What gift did you get out of it? Was it your independence? Was it your creativity? Was it just being able to see compassion or understand with compassion that not everybody is a great parent when they raise you? Maybe they're lousy parents, but it doesn't matter. You know, you've chosen that life lesson for a reason to help you to grow, even though it might be awful. And you might have gone through something that wasn't a kind experience. You know, it makes someone who they are.
And, you know, one of the things you're able to do, and you mentioned it before, for those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure that you know you're listening to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary DiTrolio joining me here today. This is about letting your divine light shine. And I mentioned earlier what Rosemary does, what her skills are. She just talked about working with, you know, a number of people. This is the time to get help. And we're talking about what it is and what the help will do. Because this is real. Getting this kind of relief is real. And you, can I tie something back to what you said for a minute?
Sure.
And then we'll take a break at the half.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about things that affect our energy, our mind, our health, and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we may be carrying a fear or carrying a judgment against us, whatever that is, we now have the science that mm-hmm. says when you're carrying the burden of that, that stuff gets in your cells, that mm-hmm. gets in your body, and it's fascinating what we do, Rosemary. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was like, oh, my gosh, we're going into Christmas. It's the slowest time of the year. I mean, it was just I had to say stop.
Yeah.
Stop. And yeah. I said, how many Christmases with your business have you gone through? She says, well, about 20 years.
Don't complain. I said,
are you still in business? She said, yeah. I said, well, if the holidays is that for you,
mm-hmm.
what is it that didn't put you out of business? I said, what if you were to think about this differently?
Yeah.
Right? But yes. Isn't that part of it? Because if we let that keep working on us, we're going to get sick in a lot of ways, aren't we?
That's right. And whatever manifests in your energy and your thought process begins to work its way in. If you think of all the people walking around with back problems, some of it is not actually physical. Some of it is holding energy of not feeling supported, and it hits the back. So our bodies hold energy in different places. A lot of women get breast cancer in the left breast. Why? Because that's where your heart chakra is. And it manifests as a sadness and a nurturing ability that's not met. So, you know, there's lots of things. And it's not to blame you, God forbid, if anyone's sick or ill. It really isn't. But it's just to make you aware that sometimes when you have an unexpressed emotion, it links into the hardwiring of the body. And if you don't clear it, it begins to manifest as an illness.
Yeah.
You know, like a stomach pain where you can't stomach something, you start getting stomach pain. You know, and you think,
oh, my God, you just had to bring that up because I was just having a little indigestion.
There you
go. We'll talk about that when we come back. But we got Justina calling in from Illinois. Let's go to the phones. Mr. Benny.
Sorry, I thought you were going to the break. My bad. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'll keep going.
I'm feeling the energy of this day today.
Keep rolling it on, Benny.
Yep. Let's
She's there. Go ahead.
The phones. Justina, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Justina.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. And, well, first of all, Dr. Scott, thank you so much for creating Transformation Talk Radio. Like, oh, it's so amazing to be able to, like, feel at home. Like, it's just
thank you.
So awesome. So
thank
incredibly
you.
Thankful. And, Rosemary, oh, my goodness. So I was introduced to Reiki several years ago, and the word just kept coming up. Never heard it in my life, and within a week I heard it probably 92 times. And finally I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse by trade, and when I would mention it to other people in the medical field, they would get a little, you know, think I was crazy. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also brought up Catholic, so I was going to go to hell no matter what. Especially with that, because they associated Reiki with, you know, oh, gosh, that's got to be the devil's work. It's woo-woo, blah, blah, blah. So I was very, under the radar doing it. And I did a period of hospice nursing, and I was having patients that we weren't able to control their pain. And this was right before the time I was introduced to Reiki. And I would be just holding them. One lady I held for like 3 hours, and I would just kind of stroke her hair and pray for her kind of in my head, you know, but not out loud. And I started having all these patients, and they kept saying, they're like, your hands are just so warm. Like, something is happening. Like, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Oh, that's the Reiki energy. You know that, right?
Yeah. said now I do, but I didn't then. And so I was introduced to Reiki, got a 2-NEM second level. And long story short, there was a gentleman that I had been working on that had both of his lungs had failed. He was waiting for a lung transplant, and he was on the max amount of oxygen in terrible shape. And one of the times I was doing it, I really had been conflicted in my stomach area, really kind of wanting to do more of this because I feel like the world needs more of it. And all of a sudden, in the middle of treatment, I had an encounter with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down on my knees, and I was, ironically, and I was doing some Reiki on his legs. He was having a lot of pain there, and all of a sudden, Jesus leaned in, and he grabbed a hold of the bottom of my chin. I'm trying to keep it together, and lifted up my chin very softly, mm-hmm. and he said, "My dear, I did not give you this gift for you to hide it."
Mm-hmm.
And it was just in the most loving manner that I thought,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's beautiful.
It's okay.
Thank you so
it's
much
okay
for sharing that.
Yeah.
And
did you have a question? Did you have a question also?
Yeah, let me see if you have a question. But first of all, thank you for sharing that. And by the way, I don't keep it together on this show. I have never learned, 18 years, when there is something as beautiful as you just shared, there's nothing like expressing the deep gratitude you just shared. You know, tens of thousands of people are hearing this, and they are going to be inspired by you. And we'd love to help you. And as Rosemary said, is there a question that we can have Rosemary address for you today?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit of direction as, you know, there's so much going on in the world as we've all been encountering, and many of the other people that I work with in healthcare are really feeling drained at this point with the ongoing pandemic. And I think just how I can continue to share hope.
Yeah.
You know,
One of the things that I met a woman when I went to a Reiki conference that works in Beth Israel in New York. I'm drawing a blank on her name right now, but she has a Reiki clinic, and she has set it up in a hospital setting. People could come in and get a very shortened version of a long distance of a in-person Reiki session, working on just maybe a few major areas of the body, the head, the heart, and maybe the knees and the feet. And she did it as, you know, for women in trouble or women that are going through traumas and that. That's one way. The other is the way that you speak about Reiki when you're in a medical community. One of the things that you can say is Reiki calms the parasympathetic nervous system to allow it to heal. You can't use woo-woo kind of knowledge or information when you're talking to doctors or medical people, and you know this. So it's really the way that you express the energy in a more scientific way that helps. There's also some articles on PubMed, which you could look up Reiki research and Reiki studies and use that, again, as one of your tools to get more people to understand that it's not something woo-woo. It's something that is an alternate method to give a person peace, energy, and pain management. And that's one of the ways that you can do that. So, you know, when I had one of the doctors come to me. I trained him, and I trained 5 nurses at the same time. And they all worked within clinics in our area. And it was really amazing because these wonderful people were so gifted already. And then to teach them a skill that they can use on top of what they already know was amazing. You know, one of my friends now, I trained her all the way to master teacher. She has her own business, and she's a naturopath. And to use her nursing along with the Reiki, it was incredible. So you already have all the skills that you need, and it's just really getting the vocabulary down and how to present it to people that have medical information rather than understanding it as just energy.
Yeah, and by the way, Rosemary, one of the things that also I think we should comment on, and I can't speak for you, Rosemary, but I grew up Catholic. And the way I live my life now is I've studied many spiritual practices and philosophies, and I take the best from each of them, even Catholicism.
That's absolutely what I have done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I get excited to hear whatever the Pope got something to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the Pope went, but, you know, I like when he talks more. But you can become everything you want to become, right, Rosemary?
Yes, and, you know, if you think about it, the purest sense, Reiki has no religious affiliation. Although, if you have a faith, like I have a strong faith, you know, I believe it's from God or whatever she is. However, you can call it the great spirit. You can call it the energy that is. It doesn't really matter. It's that you are you're giving energy to someone in the form of the highest nature, which is love. And no matter what you call it, it is what it is. And if people are, you know, shouting the Bible at you, you know, Jesus healed with his hands, didn't he? So, you know,
yeah,
that is the laying on the hands. So, you know, that's really
absolutely
where it is. People come at me with the religious aspect. I do say it's the highest form of love.
Yeah.
And it is what it
absolutely
is. And you just have no, like, when someone comes to me, they don't have to have a belief. I've worked on people who tell me they were complete atheists. I say, I don't care. Lay down, relax, and I'll do my thing.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to give it any name. So
I totally agree with you, because that was me in 2004. We're going to take a short break. Justina, have a great holiday, and we've got a lot planned
Thank
for 2022
you.
Because our theme is 2022. It's all about you. You all inspire us. Rosemary, before we go to break, what
yeah
is your website? How do people find out about you? And then we're going to go to the phones again when we come back.
Great. RosemaryD.com, info@RosemaryD.com. And in January, I'm also going to have a Develop Your Intuition class and an Angels One class on Zoom coming up at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And those are listed on my website as well. And I also sent the links to your radio station so you have them.
How do people work with you?
They can work with
folks
me
calling in. They sound like
yeah
they may want to work with you. Let's tell them.
info@rosemaryd.com. You know, they can book in a free session with me, you know, time permits. And, you know, I can tell them how I might guide them, because there's many different aspects of classes, sessions, and other things I do. So I want to make sure it's right for the person. I'm not going to sell them anything. It's whatever they need is what I'm going to offer. And
that's what we do. That's exactly what we – and that angel card before break.
Yes.
That angel card. That release
yeah
card, that one you read,
yeah,
read it, and take us to break.
Vacuum away fear. Call upon your archangels, Michael and Raphael, to release fear from you and send the light around yourself. Clear, delete, and cancel any negative thoughts that you have.
That is my mantra for today. Clear, delete, cancel, baby. Let's
yeah
take us to break. We'll be right back on the phone.
Thank you.
To ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie Jane, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJane.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Egg each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
We were born before the wind.
Benny, 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 my Benny.
That wasn't me. That was Van Morrison. Just to let everybody know. I'm not that gifted.
Sorry, I'm having a Benny moment. Oh my gosh. January is an anniversary for us, Benny, and we could talk about that in another show. But it's what Rosemary has been talking about and what she does. Because the minute that I discovered this year, I think. Jacob, mute yourself.
Yeah.
Jacob.
There we go.
We can get back to the TV show afterwards. I know it's the holidays, right? But everyone's not checked in.
Oh, my God. We got so many producers. So cool. But, again, before we go to the phones, we got a couple of callers. I want you to spend time with them. How do we find out about you? How do we work with you? How do you help us through synchronicities and clarity?
Well, my favorite. So it's rosemaryd.com, info@rosemaryd.com. My business name, Hands of Light by Rosemary, and I'm located in New Jersey, but I can work virtually on Zoom, and I've done readings for people all over. So you can contact me if you're not sure what you need. You're like, I'm not sure. You can book a session with me. You can email me at info@rosemaryd.com, and I will meet with you on Zoom. And we can go over a few things that you might need or some, you know, direction of what I can do for you. And then if you like what I tell you and you feel comfortable, then you can book a session with me for one of those other things that we talk about. And, again, I have some classes coming up. End of December is the clearing class. It's December 28th at 6:30 Eastern Time. And I have Develop Your Intuition class, which is an interactive practicing class, and an Age of Communication class on January the 12th. So those are listed on my website. You could purchase through my website, and I would love to have a lot of new faces to help out. So yeah. And I heard you have some callers, so who's on the
We got to go to Karina in California. We got to do Karina first, and then I think it's Mike. I think it's my buddy Mike who called in 18 years ago for the first time. I think. Cool. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
So let's go to Karina first, Benny.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Karina.
Hey, I just want to give a testimony really quick in regards to Reiki. Basically, real quick, my mom was going to have a one of those shock treatments where they shock the heart. She was going through some arrhythmia and some cardiac issues, and they needed to restart her heart. So I took her to Reiki on a Sunday, and then Wednesday she was supposed to have the treatment. Well, on Wednesday, they ended up canceling her treatment because they said that her heart rhythm had already gone back to normal. Yeah. And so then I went to her doctor's appointment with her, the following doctor's appointment, And it was a young cardiologist. And he told me, oh, well, you know, her heart went back to normal and so and so. And then I said, she had Reiki done the Sunday before the Wednesday. Huh. And he's like, really? And so he knew what Reiki was because he was a Reiki practitioner.
Wonderful.
So then I went with her to the following appointment, and he had quit his job there. I don't know where he went, but he no longer worked there. And it was a different doctor. This new doctor had no idea what Reiki was and blew it off. Yeah. But we did have my mom, the Reiki practitioner, did see the Virgin Mary next to my mom, which was very significant for my mom because she is very, you know, she loves the Virgin Mary. And so, you know, it meant a lot to her. I think the fact that the practitioner saw Virgin Mary meant more to my mom than the actual heart going back to normal. It was more significant for her. So, yeah, I saw a lot of angels in my Reiki treatment.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, thank you so much.
Because when I work on people, if someone has a very strong faith, the Virgin Mary does come in a lot for me when I work on people. That's beautiful.
Look who showed up in my Zoom.
That's beautiful.
See, me and your mom, I know you probably can't watch, you're not watching on Facebook, but when you go back to watch this, me and your mom have something in common.
Mm-hmm. I have the Virgin in my office, Pat.
Yep.
There was a picture of her holding a blue rose in her hand as well because the compassionate energy of the Virgin Mother. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Karina, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Many blessings to you, your family, for the holiday. And what I've learned with the Virgin Mary, and most people don't do this, and maybe Rosemary, you can help with this, is they don't ask her questions. It's as if she is a bystander. She's not. Virgin Mary is like one of the most powerful. In other traditions, they call her the superhuman goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have a go-to, she is my go-to. And I will tell you, she will manifest things in your life after healing them.
Yeah.
Almost as fast as Rosemary.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that I had done a reading for her. And in her reading, it came out that Virgin Mother was going to send her who she was going to meet. And she's like, I'm not even Catholic. I don't have a thing with the Virgin Mother.
Oh.
Turns out she goes somewhere. And the guy that she meets said that he prayed to the Virgin Mother to meet the right woman, and she was the one. And he brought her a rose, and he said, this is because of the Virgin Mother. And then she's like, you're not going to believe what happened. And she told me that she met this guy, and he was so into the Virgin Mother, and now she believes, and it was so cool. But
it is cool beyond cool. I love it. Now, I don't want to leave Mike out.
Yeah, let's get Mike on there. Maybe Mike has a question.
Which Mike do we have? Hi, Mike.
Hello.
How are you? How can we help you today? Welcome to the show.
I wonder if she'd be able to figure out why I have the severe numbness in the buttocks and down the legs and feet.
Let me just tell you one thing.
No morning and supper time when I'm kind of like standing and such. And
oh boy, I get it.
So I'm wondering what if there's anything that she'd be able to.
Okay.
See, and maybe would Reiki help?
Yes. Let me say this to you before we run out of time and before Rosemary gets going. Schedule a session with her, please, because what we're about to do now or anything she's about to do is a little teeny-weeny. When you have those, and by the way, I had that condition for 5 years. Not saying it's the same, but I know what you're going through. And I will tell you that for me, if it wasn't for my Reiki practitioner, I honestly don't know if I'd be standing. So I just want to put that out there. We're going to give you Rosemary's information.
Yeah.
I suggest you contact her directly, but I'm going to turn her over to you now, Mike.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. So the first thing that I'm sensing first is a very mild depression with you, and I'm also feeling something in your lower back, almost like a pinched nerve or sciatica.
Yeah.
It might have been from an old injury, an accident, or something you lifted wrong. I'm just getting like this feeling in my back that there's a, like a pinched nerve in there that's creating some havoc in your lower back and your legs.
That's true.
Also may check that if you do a blood test eventually, and I'm not a medical person, but nerve vitamins, like vitamin B and that, there's something with the vitamins that you might be lacking. So you can also check to see if that's anything that you might need. I go to my chiropractor a lot too, so sometimes when something goes numb, he'll move something around. So, you know, you kind of have to explore different things. If you're out of New Jersey, I do long-distance Reiki, which may assist you in some ways, and it would give you some guidance, too. So that might be something you can explore. Where are you from, Mike?
Seattle.
Yeah. So I would say long-distance Reiki. If you know, you go to my website at rosemaryd.com, and then I have different, you know, things, a one session, a two session, a three session. You know, or you can just kind of do an intuitive session with me as well. Whatever you think may assist, but that's what I'm feeling anyway.
Mike, what do you think?
What does that sound like? It fits something for you, Mike?
Yep, and she is correct. I have pinched nerves in the lower back, and I'm kind of like thinking that's. Probably a factor with it.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely think it is, because that would cause some numbness.
Oh, Mike, get ready for some healing,
yeah.
Okay? We're going to make sure you get some information. Be well, my friend, and let's get you some information. Thank you, Benny, for bringing Mike on. Rosemary, look, one of the things I had to interject and say is with all of these calls, when we do a show like this, we're giving people a short answer. And a lot of times, especially with the great listeners today, our great audience today, there's so much more that you could do to help them. So I want to make sure everybody knows that. And let's talk again about how they get to work with you, like now, before the holidays.
Okay. Well, it's a little short before the holidays, but like...
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I lost track of time.
I speak sometime. So info@rosemaryd.com. And again, you know, I am doing a Renew class on the 28th of this month at 6:30 Eastern time, and that's going to give you some skills to release some energy and kind of get your headset for the new year. And those things will help. I also, you can book a private session or another type of session in for January or possibly the end of December when I have some availability again. So, you know, you can keep it in mind. But I'm located in New Jersey, but I also do Zoom work and Zoom classes. So there's many ways to reach me.
All right. I love it. And I love what you're creating. I love the whole thing you're doing on December 28th.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great time. I need to get on that. That is clear, refresh, renew. Because
yeah.
You and I are talking about a lot of shift of energy. And
yeah.
Let's get into that now. Because
yeah.
This idea of shifting in energy has us more aware of the synchronicities in our lives. You know,
yeah.
And we think about this like, so growing up, everybody called me lucky. They said, you got to name all your dogs Lucky. You're the luckiest
right.
person. I didn't see myself like that. But it really points to a conversation about the mind, the
yeah.
energy, and synchronicities, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah, synchronicity is what I used to call coincidence before I knew better. So when I was a kid, I would get these crazy coincidences so constantly that I'm like, wow, I wonder why that happens again. And finally, the light bulb went on. I'm like, you know what? There's something here, because I always linked it to when I had a desire, a wish, a thought, a strong, like, inner heart feeling, then some coincidence would happen. So eventually I realized that it's a synchronicity. Of course, Carl Jung, you know, coined the term back in the day. But it really means that the universe is showing you you're on the right track. So a coincidence might be in the form of something you hear that you're like, wow, I was just thinking about that, and I heard it five times this week. or there's a book I wanted, and there it is. My friend asked me if I want to read it today. So it starts out as small little pebbles, like, you know, like those little shiny pebbles that lead you out of the forest. And then if you follow the trail, it leads you to the next big step or the next truth. So coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous, I always say. So, you know, listen to those little synchronicities, because that means you're on the right track, and that's the thing that's going to lead you.
I love that we're talking about making adjustments in our minute, in our hour, in our day, in our year, and in our life.
That's right.
Sometimes you get to the place where you think you've run out of options, but in the world you live in, you bring in the energy of possibilities, don't you?
Limitless. It's so limitless. And that's the thing. We limit ourselves. You think, I've read books like, you know, The Rich Man's Guide to Making Money or whatever. And it's really like a different mindset with certain people. And I always say, like, the people that are not only positive, but they live their life like there's no limit. That's a lot different than a person that always worries and lives in fear, because fear is a block. So those people that are more open to change and maybe not so set in their ways, I think that people get so set in their opinion and their way that they can't see any other possibility, because it's only their way. And when your cup's already filled, you can't put anything else in it. So you have to be almost like an empty cup, ready to be filled with ideas and inspiration. Because when you are so set with this is the only way and this is the right way, you limit any other possibility or solution that the universe has to offer for a situation that you may feel stuck. And that's really it. It's being open to possibility in all ways. And yes, it really is amazing when you do that.
I love this. One of the hardest things, and I know you're going to be covering this for people as we move forward, is one of the hardest things I've heard people talk about. Yes, they talked about COVID and stress and all of that. Myself, I've lost people close to me, some directly from it, and some, like Walter, you know, as a sidebar, of stress from it. But here's the thing. The one thing that people struggle with around all of this is money. Yeah. And it is upfront, and they don't think that that is a thing that got to be healed.
Money is energy.
Yeah.
Think about it, when you unblock the feeling of lack, abundance will flow in. If you think about it, if you're breathing, you're already abundant because you're alive.
Yes.
When you have even a house, like, you know, you see this when you travel. You might see somebody living in a tiny shack, and they're laughing and they're joyful because to them that's a castle. You know, and it's really perception. Like, to me, I have a place to live. I have a car I can drive. I'm blessed already, even if I don't make 2 cents. You know, I'm already blessed. I have food in my refrigerator. There are many people in this country that are struggling and don't have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why, you know, you have to kind of really notice every little thing that you have. And the more that you notice and the more that you're grateful for all the small things, the other things start to shift and you begin noticing more things and you feel more abundant, more blessed. And that's really how energy works. It's that abundant blessing and the noticing of it that makes more of it appear. When you block it in fear, you block it. Everything gets blocked.
Well, let me ask you this question, because a lot of times people say, I don't like worry about the big, I don't have anything big on my mind. But let me give you an example and you comment on it. I caught myself the other day in a little bit of a conversation with myself around the fact that I bought 4 bags of bulbs, and I bought like flowers, and I hadn't planted them yet. And I caught myself ruminating for about 20 minutes before I had to laugh at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I bought these. Can you hear my brain going? Like, oh my God, I bought these 4 bags and it's raining here. I live in the Pacific Northwest. Am I going to be able to put them out there? And I stopped and I laughed and I paused.
Mm-hmm.
When I paused, all I heard were, Dee Dee, call Dee Dee. Dee Dee's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Call Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
But see, isn't that why you help people, so that we can clear out so the amazing possibilities come in?
Yeah, and we can't even see the amazing possibilities because in our mind, you know, we don't see the unusual or creative or outside-the-box solutions all the time, especially when you're, like, I know people that are very linear and left-brained, they have an even harder time because it's only that way that sits on the list that they made. And if it's not on that list, then it's a possibility they don't understand or accept. So I think the trick is to understand that there are solutions that appear, that they seem to come out of nowhere, but they're inspired. And that's our angels and our guides and our loved ones that help us. We don't even know what it is. It's just like sometimes you just get a spark of an idea that you never would have thought of. And part of it is shifting. So I know with me, one of the things I do is I pray. I pray a lot. And I pray for guidance and I pray for clarity and I pray that I could be a blessing of light to other people. That's always been my prayer. And for me, that puts me in the space of allowing and allowing this information to flow to me. Mm-hmm. If someone doesn't have that faith, it's just simply understanding that there's more to the universe than we know and just allow this information to flow into you and then try it out. If you get an inspiration that is an idea that you never had, give it a try. What's the worst that can happen? You fail at it, so what? At least you try, right?
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That's our signature.
Everything. You can do everything if you can fail. My goodness, you know?
Look, before we get to your personal message and what you want to leave us with, I want to make sure that people know how do they get a hold of you, how do they work with you, and again, remind people of the cool things you got planned, rolling us into 2022. It's all about you.
So my name is Rosemary Detrolio. You can Google me. I'm all over the internet. You can go to info@rosemaryd.com, rosemaryd.com, and you could reach my website, which is my business website. I'm also an author, so I'm on Amazon. I have middle grade fiction, primary books, and an adult spiritual book called Divine Messengers. So you can find me on Amazon as well. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Facebook. So, you know, pick a spot. But the easiest place, info@rosemaryd.com. or rosemaryd.com, which is my website, and you can find my classes there and any other way to get in touch with me. And my message is be open, allow for change, let love shine from your heart, and be non-judgmental because we're all here on a journey. Everyone has a different belief system. I don't discount anybody's experience or their belief system or who they are as a person. I don't hold judgments against people. It doesn't matter to me. You are who you are. You're a soul on a journey just like I am, and I send love to you.
I love it. I want to make sure everybody knows it's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at Rose, R-O-S-E, Mary, M-A-R-Y-D, .com. If you send her an email, she'll respond back to you. The website is also rosemaryd.com. And remember what I said. You know, you'll get discovery sessions. You'll get a consult with her. So many different things that she is opened up and able to help you with. Everything from what we talked about today in Reiki, angel communication, intuition workshops, and most importantly, at least for me, Rosemary, that's up in my radar, is clearing, refreshing, and renewing. Rosemary, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Happy holiday.
Happy to you, too. Have a beautiful holiday.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Rosemary. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary and Dr. Pat. You might want to get a sense of what your past life has been telling you. Maybe an hour for you is enough. Maybe it's not. If it isn't, you can sign up at rosemaryd.com to book in a discovery session with me. And if you mention this radio station, I'll give you a little extra time. But no matter what, please tune in for the next session on transformationtalkradio.com to continue lighting up the world with me.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday morning to you, company man. Here for a look at your alternative talk AM 11:50 traffic update for around this hour. Traffic actually looking pretty good at the moment. Still slowing on 405 northbound after Coal Creek Parkway running up into Bellevue. We also have a silver alert plan in the Washington State area. We're looking for a missing and or endangered person out of Battleground. The Battleground Police Department are asking for your assistance. If you've seen a red 2007 Chrysler 300, Washington State license plate 493YVN. That's 493YVN. Please call 911 immediately.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is assessing damages from the destructive and deadly tornadoes that struck Kentucky. During a briefing with state and local officials in Mayfield, Biden suggested the scale of the Kentucky tornado was unprecedented. He also noted that responses to severe storms bring people together. An apology from the man convicted of George Floyd's murder is not what a family member of his wants. Brandon Williams spoke after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin changed the plea in a federal. Floyd's nephew insisted Chauvin chose not to take his knee off Floyd's neck last year. There are growing concerns about the rapid spread of the new Omicron variant. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said although the vast majority of cases in the U.S. continue to be the Delta variant, the Omicron strain is expected to continue spreading in coming weeks. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients says plain and simple, vaccines are the best line of defense against COVID.
They keep people out of the hospital and save lives.
The storm system is expected to generate a widespread risk of damaging winds across a large part of the central U.S. today. Forecasters in eastern Iowa say power outages are expected, and city leaders are recommending people have a plan.
That might include a 3-day supply of food and water, you know, your battery powered radio, first aid kit, those basic means that you might have.
Aside from the wind, areas from southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, northern Missouri, and far eastern Nebraska into much of Iowa had the greatest chance to see severe thunderstorms into tonight. The Biden administration is releasing previously classified documents related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. The release features nearly 1,500 documents, but still leaves more than 10,000 either partially redacted or withheld completely. Researchers of JFK's assassination argue the CIA, FBI, and national security agencies have delayed a congressionally mandated release for years. Public polls have shown that a large number of Americans don't believe Kennedy was killed solely by Lee Harvey Oswald and believes others were involved. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Donico Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donico Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donico make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. Donico Pet Clinic. Log on to donico.org. That's DONEYCOE.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we see mostly cloudy skies and rain at times today. High temperatures around 41, 42 degrees today. We might see a little bit of mixed rain and snow showers in selected areas, so be on the lookout for that. Clouds and rain will hang around for this evening. Lows back down to about 36, 37. For Thursday, more clouds and rain for the majority of the day. High temperatures around 42. Those will taper by Thursday night. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 36. However, for Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and rain. High temperatures in the mid-40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the hour of healing power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on the Healing Hour right now.
Hey, happy holidays. This is Doc Martin. I'm here with Dr. Pat on the hour. Woo-hoo! This is going to be a good show because it's going to sound wonderful, but we are not people as people. We do not do as much as we should. This is about how to really, really give to yourself. And that's not something we do easily. In fact, we often neglect ourselves. But we'll talk about the energetics of why we have to turn that around. Pat, you know, 2021, they took a lot out of us. And we're about to hit the solstice, and we're about to step into 2022. And we need to shift the energetics internally, personally, individually. What do you think?
I'm totally right there with you. And one of the things I want to just comment on before we get rolling, because once we get rolling on this topic, there's no stopping us. I want to say to everybody, this is a live call-in show. When we start talking about this today, the gift that keeps on giving, the gift to yourself, when we're talking about this today, I want you all to think that we're also talking about you and we're talking with you. And one of the most important things was when I first asked Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin here, the host of this fabulous show, The Healing Hour, to build me, my language, to create a healing bundle, a bundle that I wanted to give to Susan, right? A bundle that I wanted to give to people. And when she put those together, and I'm getting ready to ask her for more, and when she put those together, what happened is the energetics of it are the gifts that keep giving. The people that I gifted them to, the people that I'm talking about, talk about this. They can feel the heart that went into Sharon. So today, are you ready to move some energy? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to move the mountain of depletion to the skyline of possibilities? Doc Martin?
I love how you say that. So I want to just reflect a little on that, and thank you for that about the bundles. When two thoughts about things like the bundles, when you and anyone as an individual really pulls down the energy of their essence, aided by the energy of the earth downloaded with spirit, that energy field is set on an inanimate object, on a place in nature, on a thought, and it carries powerful vibration. What we have become depleted, I believe, in the last 2 years, we're undergoing a lot of transformation. Everybody talks about it. Many of the hosts on TTR talk about it. There are shifts in the galaxy, shifts in the evolution of the earth, shifts in our culture, upheavals all around, and it's so tumultuous, it's hard to keep a grip. And keeping a grip drains us of energy. I mean, we're all depleted. So I want to tell a little story and aside, but I think it's going to be a good example.
Please.
I was a little bit nervous. My sister and I go to Mexico once a year. We're not the Mayan Riviera types. We go in our country and just enjoy the people. And we didn't get to go last year because of the pandemic. And we were a little bit nervous to go this year, truthfully. I was a little bit scared. But I went, and this we're going to talk about, gifts to yourself. I said, listen, I haven't had a vacation in over 2 years. I am going to buy myself a first-class ticket from Washington, D.C. to Houston. So I got extra legroom. I got United Polaris, like a sky pod thing around me. And when I got there, so first of all, that felt wonderful. But when I got there, I noticed that the whole culture of where we were, nobody talks politics. Nobody's in each other's faces.
Nobody's wound up. There's no violent energy of any kind. And that was such a relief because I thought, you know, we all struggle to find the goodness, to find our heart space when all we see is the fracturing and the antagonism and the you do this, no, I don't kind of in your face. So back to bring it around, back to a thing like a bundle, when you give of your heart space, you really heal the energy field around you, and you bring a calm, and you bring a peace. And don't we need that right now?
Yeah. It is so important. It is so important. You know me pretty well. Mm-hmm. I many people don't even know my last name, and it's never mattered to me. One of these marketing people decided to point that out to me. And I said, well, 2022, that's when we're going to do me. We're going to, you know, because I want to get out and tell the world about what we built and what we grew to. And we're having a conversation. And one of the things I realize is we're not doing anything if it's not in support of all of you and not in support of the audience. I don't really care how much of a marketing thingy it is or, you know, do this or do that. I'm not doing it. If it doesn't support the energy that you just brought today and that you bring, Doc Martin, to the people you work with, and it doesn't support to the amazing audience, and by the way, you all can call it and get a little healing going on today, 1-800-930-2819. If it's not going to support that, and if it's not going to support our crowdfunding initiative to launch AI for the Soul, we're not going to do it. And if we're not sure, we're going to send you all an email and we're going to send the listeners a note and we're going to say, hey, vote on this. Do you think this we should do this, this, or this? Why is that? It's so easy, like you talked about. You were talking about the ego. It's so easy to have the ego run your life, to tell you about the grass your neighbor has that you don't have, to talk about the many different things that you could have done when you were a child that you didn't do, a teenager, to talk about, and the ego talks to you. See, we have to get this energy reserves in a place so that people can work with you and you can help them step into the realm of possibilities. That is that's what's on the table for us now. I think. That's just my 2 cents.
When 2 cents is worth $100.
But how do you feel about that? I mean, you know, you opened it up by talking about this in a beautiful way. But if we are not going to take care of ourselves, I had the option to upgrade a flight or not upgrade a flight. And if I'm going to agonize over $49, what the heck is underneath that for me? 2 brand new knees. Don't you think my knees deserve a little extra leg room, Benny?
I'm with you, Beth. Totally with you.
Sometimes, not everybody has 50 extra dollars, but if you really stop and you're honest with yourself, you've wasted that every day, a little here, a little there. You've probably wasted $50 a week, easy. So,
God, have you been secretly hiding out in my living room? I just need to just ask you. But, you know, we're talking about our inner power and what happens when it's drained and what happens when we're doing things externally. You know, aren't we here to get some guidance today, especially from you, Doc Martin, about our energy field and how that energy field can turn into good health or bad health? I'm just going to be blunt because I don't know. There are other healths, but I'm not sure what they are. I've either had good health or bad health, right? But that's what they turn into. And people have experienced that now for 2 years. They have experienced the crushing pressure that has affected their bodies. Let's take a short break. When we come back, are you all ready? Is this what you may want some help with today? Are you all ready to turn priorities around. Literally turn them around. Maybe you have to turn them upside down there, you know, turn them on their head, right? Maybe if you're like me, you know, you have to throw them up in the air, see where they learn, a couple of pickup sticks. Maybe you got to move them around. Doc Martin is really good at helping you get the pickup sticks, the one that's actually not going to touch the other ones. Let's take
Don't let the pile crumble.
Let's take a quick break, but go to drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. How did he know about this? Maybe one of you call in, ask her how her book is coming. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Yes, what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefulhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
You have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Mainku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit SabrinaIsWRIGHT.com.
I'm Doc Martin. I'm back with Dr. Pat, the Healing Hour. We're talking about the importance this holiday season of giving to yourself and the energetics and why the energetics of that is important. You know, Pat, many of us are raised in that puritanical ethic, that Puritan ethic of always do for someone. You know, don't be selfish. Give, give, give. Take care, take care, take care. But I want to explain the energetics of why that is not the best answer. So each of us has an energy field, and hundreds of years ago it was shaped as an egg. And with this technological and EMF bombardment that we're under, our energy field is not quite an egg, but it's squished down, maybe more like a tangerine. Our energy field, when we interact with anyone, we exchange energetics with that person. And there are people, and you've all known them, who are energy drains. At first, you know, they think, gosh, I feel so sorry for this person, so you give. But then you realize you keep giving and you keep giving. Or you're in a group and you have a conversation, and this is the person that never, ever asks you about yourself. They're always talking about them and what they need and their troubles in the world. Well, when we give that much of ourselves, our energy field depletes. Now, some of us are very good at self-regenerating. Carolyn Mace described it as batteries. And a good partnership, you could share. Somebody, you take a little bit of theirs when you need it and vice versa. But basically, you have strong, independent batteries. Well, this world that we've been in, that we're going through with its turmoil, has really depleted us. And many of us don't have good reserves or know how to replete. And why is that important? And even though it sounds selfish, and many of us have been taught that being selfish is not a good thing, you're not kind, you're not holy enough, you're never going to get to heaven or whatever the rule is. You have to have enough inner power to preserve your health. And Pat talked about that. You can be bad health or good health depending on the power of your energy field. And you can't be a bright light in a situation with a dim battery. And nowadays we are entering, or we've been in, and we're going to continue to pursue our human evolution. And we need people's batteries burning bright. Yeah. Isn't that right, Pat?
Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny you're using that metaphor, because I recently, you know, I'm getting the house ready, and I caught myself. And I thought, oh, my gosh, Pat, how hard is it to change out those batteries? I've been watching, as you could tell from my background, I love twinkle lights. I love lights. And most of them are battery operated. But how many times am I going to walk by a set of beautiful lights that I love and not go in to my room back there, the laundry room, and get AAA batteries, which I have two cans full of them? How hard is it, right? But that's what we're talking about. We can do something that is so simple and so easy to do if we're willing to invest that energy in ourselves to do it. Because these lights bring me joy. They make me smile. When people right. give me gifts, like for holidays, they get me more lights. So when does this May?
But, you know, that's what's so important, because if you need the logical reason to wrap your brain around why it's important to take care of yourself first. You've read a lot of books about it. Psychologists talk about it. But energetically, I don't know if you've heard it, energetically, you cannot go and stand in any situation and beam out all of the goodness that you want to put into the earth and create the earth about if you are dim and depleted. Mm-hmm. And you don't stay empowered by always giving, giving, giving to everything else and not to yourself. So we're entering 2022, and Pat and Jessica talked how they are really going to make this the year of you. Well, I'm here to say that energetically that's a very wise approach, because we need, as each of us, to bring our characteristics, our traits, our talents, our genius,
and bring it forward. And we need to burn seriously brightly.
Yeah.
And so we have to rejuvenate, and we have to give to ourselves. Yeah. You know that, that's been hard. When we've grown up, you didn't give to yourself. It's always like, well, you better help that person, and you better help, you know.
Seriously, if you grew up in my household with my stepmom working all the time, my dad never home, then, and you have three girls before my brother's born, then that's when the girls get to iron these big, giant shirts my dad has. So to this day, I don't iron. I have a steamer. A little traumatized by that event. But, you know, the grooming that I had for that was brilliant. The grooming that we didn't get was the grooming where you said it's okay to take a vacation. I had to learn that later. I learned that actually from Linda's mom and dad, Joan and Buren, which we call Bummer. I learned that from them. But here we are, and the combination of knowing how to give forward to others or give forward to the world and to give to oneself is one of the most powerful combinations of energy. Because one fuels the other. One fuels the other. It's the difference between having a battery that you're going to use and throw away and having a battery, like on my weed whacker, that you recharge.
Mm-hmm.
It's depleted, it recharges. But isn't that what you're helping us with? Isn't that the message that we have to do? And I'll tell you this, Dr. Martin, maybe you can comment on this. One of my greatest discoveries recently, again, was when I need help, I need to get help. If I need to look at a coach to help me with something I'm struggling with, I need to invest in that.
So I want to just expand one thing you said, because the other thing we have to see is that when we give, it doesn't always have to be a tangible, visible action.
Right.
When we are present in our genius, heart open, energy field beaming, we are giving. We are changing the world in those moments. And that's why we've got to be, I hate to say, I'm going to have a hard time saying this, be best or whatever that silly expression was.
But we have to be able to do it. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to be compassionate or empathetic. See, I don't know where we've come up with these language limitations, because energy does not have a language limitation, right? Mm-hmm. But because we're humans, you know, we impose language limitations on energy just the way we do on time. Time doesn't know that it's noon. Doesn't really have a sense of that. And I wonder if as we move forward, and we're going to talk about this, you know, in the show as we, you know, today, I wonder if we can truly give ourselves the gift of body and gift our mind with the same vigor that we give to others, the same open heart that we give to others, and understand that ego may try to trap you in guilt and shame and not enoughness and you don't deserve it. And I'll tell you, if you're me and I'm from New York, you got to kick that thing to the, you got to just kick that to the curb.
I was just thinking that there is a real problem that we humans have with feeling that we don't deserve it.
Yeah.
That's a big challenge. It's like the challenge of confidence.
Yeah. And part of this, too, is we're not, I don't think you're saying, and I certainly am not saying, that we're not also human doings. We're human beings and we're human doings. Right? Until we evolve differently. But are you tired of the doing? Are you tired of the going? Are you tired of whatever caretaking you're doing? Do you find yourself not doing from a place of I really want to do it or I should do it? Because if that's you at the moment, please take a minute to hit the pause button and reflect. You may ultimately decide to do it anyway, but if you don't hit a pause button to check in with yourself and understand what's underneath that, those motives, they get in your cells, as you talked about, Sharon. And what did you mention, Carolyn Mace? Carolyn used to call it a tissue issue. We should talk about, we're going to talk about that when we come back, right?
Okay, good.
We're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin. If you want to get some clearing done on this show, just like we talked about before, which is cancel, delete, this is what we're able to help you with. But how do you do that and then know energetically what you want to fill it up with? You know, is it as simple as recharging a battery, or is it a bit more complicated? I don't know the answer. Doc Martin's going to talk about it. Go to drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. We're going to take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's the perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232. Everybody, we're back. I'm Doc Martin. I'm here with Dr. Pat. And we're talking about something that most of us don't really allow ourselves, and that is to give to ourselves. Pat and I were talking
oftentimes we don't feel like we deserve it. No, no, we better make sure we take care of something else, or better make sure we give to somebody else or do for somebody else. But we're being called in this next phase of our human evolution to really replete, restore, rejuvenate, rebuild our energy fields. And that's going to take us giving restoration to ourselves. So how are we going to do that, Pat? How are we going to restore ourselves?
I think the first thing you got to, everybody listening to this, you all got to get with this idea. This is where you start, because if you're not going to start here, then everything else we're about to talk about is going to probably, like my mama used to say, goes in one ear and out the other, because it's hard to really hear it. And the first thing you have to do is you have to be willing without a doubt, the strength of your conviction and commitment to invest time and energy and money if you need to in yourself. That has got to be as clear as day in your consciousness. And I'm not talking $1 million, or I'm not talking like 5 or 20 days out of the month. See, just the idea of being all in, like that poker game, like that Texas Hold'em poker game, when you're all in and you watch people play, like in the James Bond movies, and they got the money, he doesn't go like all in, but let me hold back this chip, right? They take the bundle and they push it into the table. And that is the strength of conviction. Now, I'm not the police. Don't, this is a metaphor. Don't go out gambling. But it's a metaphor, right? It's all in. My friend is a lumber person. When he hands me the chainsaw to take down a beetle-infested tree, spend 10 minutes listening to him every time. I don't care what it is. But he will not cut down any of my trees. I had to learn this. Like the beetles are eating these trees, the birch trees. They're just dying. And when he hands me that saw, that chain thing, chainsaw, 10 minutes. Do not take this chainsaw unless you're going to fully commit. Do not keep that chainsaw going. When you hit that tree with the chainsaw, I don't care how many bugs come out of that tree, do not do that. And when you commit to carving in that tree, like your little slice on both sides, you must commit to that. Install the chainsaw, and whatever you do, don't get the chainsaw stuck in the tree. 10 minutes every time. Because he
your knows. Little safety talk.
So think about it. He's saying, if you don't commit to this, the kickback that happens from that, you'll get hurt. See, and it's a silly metaphor, but I could just hear him when you were talking about this, Sharon. I could just hear him. What he's saying is, whenever we're not willing to fully commit and invest in ourselves,
any iota of doubt
will dismiss all of that great energy. That's the step. That's me. That's the first thing. Everybody in 2022, it's all about you. You have got to be all in. I don't care if it's going to get your nails done. See, you don't have to cut out, right? What do you think, Sharon?
I think you're absolutely right, because if you can't shake that belief, that limiting belief, subconscious, you may not know it consciously, that you don't deserve it, that you're not worth it, then that energy, whatever you do, is going to be like you poked a hole in your bucket. You poured water in, but it just went out the hole you poked. You have to have a sturdy bucket, and that's your energy field. Those are your boundaries. And that even means being willing to face cutting loose a person who saps you of your energy. We all have those all around us. And you can be kind and you can be compassionate, but you do not have to give them all your water in your bucket. So, but yes, I totally agree. You can't go into this
half-baked because
great
it term. Won't work.
It great won't term. Work. Great term. Tell me what you think about perspective. You know, how do we gift ourselves? How do we gift our body? How do we gift our mind? How do we do it? Because you and I are talking about how do we do this from an outer world. We talk many shows about how do you do it in getting centered on the inner world. We talk about that a lot. Today's show, though, is about talking about tuning up our priorities, tuning into our priorities, and turning out to use our priorities to bring something material in our world. And the reason I want to ask you about this is because it is a matter of perspective. You know, one of my friends emailed me something astrologically about one of the signs, and I emailed them back. And I said, I hear that's going on, but wait a minute. If you're going to focus on one planet and what it's doing, how about focusing on Mercury for a minute? How about looking at, if you're going to look at the energy, right, of astrology, and how about looking at this Mercury and what Mercury in Capricorn says? Mercury in Capricorn presents itself with some of the most abundant money opportunities that we've heard about in a long time. Plan your career for 2022. I'm not kidding. But you see, the email I got, Sharon, wasn't about Mercury. It was about some other gloom and doom thing. And I got to tell you, choose your perspectives carefully. How do you help people do that?
I'm going to just share a story with you. So when I'm traveling to Mexico, when I go with my sister next in line. There's five of us. And she is one incredible manifester. And by that I mean the ability to use the power of her thought to create her reality. She may not use that language. She probably thinks I'm a little too out there. But I said to her, how do you keep that thought? She won't allow herself to say any negative thought. She won't allow herself to have it. She says she wakes up in the morning and she puts in her mind a blank canvas in front of her and she paints how she wants her day to go in her mind. And she paints the sun because she wants the day to be good. And when I was younger, I used to think she was not in reality at all. And we had an unbelievably dysfunctional family. And she's sitting there talking about all the good times we had when we were kids. I'm thinking, what planet were you on? Because all I could see is I was hypervigilant, watching for every time my mom went wacko or my dad got angry. And here she is, as I'm thinking she's la-la. But, you know, that perspective is valuable, and I'm learning it from her. If you choose the way you see it and the way you think about it, and then the way you act on it, your reality is completely different and better. So, yes, choose your perspective.
Yeah.
So back to giving to yourself. It doesn't have to cost money. But it should be something that you're mindful of because you want your essence and your awareness to receive it because you are, in effect, telling yourself that you are valuable enough to spend energy on or money or time or something beautiful and that you are valuable enough to warrant repletion. And if we can't feel valuable enough for that, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me give you an example. Linda said to me, are you looking forward to coming? Because most of the days, it's going to be about supporting family. We lost a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So someone might think, why would you come here? When you may be sitting alone in my house while we're going through paperwork. And my answer was, sometimes you just want to be around the person you love most in your life, the best friend you've ever had, you know, the person that you're going to watch burn the pork chops. The house is going to smoke. I said, sometimes it's just that gift. And I said, that's the gift you're giving me by letting me come at this very busy time. This morning, I gave myself the gift of taking my shoes off. I don't know why I did this, Sharon, but look, you're a shaman, and this is what you can relate to. I took my shoes off, and it is wet here, and I put my bare feet and walked up and down my backyard in gratitude for that. My energy shifted.
So let me tell you a story about, there's many energetics about that. First of all, the deep connection, skin to earth connection when you walk on the ground is a very powerful duration of your energy field, because there is energy that we can tap into. We are literally co-evolving and co-creating with the earth. Our molecules are components of the earth. We are literally components of the earth for billions of years, as well as from stardust, literally those molecules. So that's a restoration. But it's interesting because, and I'll just take you to the story of, you've seen Native Americans and even the Bushmen in Africa and other indigenous cultures when they dance.
Yep.
The footfall on the earth is communication to the beings that live in the earth, the elementals. And they are beings that help us co-create. And that footfall is communication and connection. So you are actually doing something very shamanically powerful and may not have totally understood it.
I didn't.
But it worked.
Cost me nothing.
Yeah.
But wiping my feet off.
Yeah.
Shifted.
Everything.
Beyond. See, I don't even know how to talk about it. And you're right. You know, I have worked with my friend, Monica, indigenous. We have created vision questing for young people, 9 months. We've done that work. And yet, it took me today to realize the power of this one thing she taught me. And when I go back east, I had asked, can we get up in the morning and walk? Like little Sadie's got to be walked. But because I remember the power of waking up and singing the morning song and praising the sunrise.
Mm-hmm. So we
want that energetic. For people. Yes.
We want that. And it's free. It might cost you time or awareness.
Like minutes.
But when you're aligning yourself, your energy field, connecting to the earth, connecting to the sky, there is a, I see it as a golden cable. There is literally an energetic connection that feeds you. And when it feeds you, it allows you to download, that's, I'll use my lingo, download the voices when spirit gives you intuition. And then you've got your ideas of how to move forward. You've got your answers on what to do about the boss that you really don't like. You've got your answers about should you buy this apartment or not? Should you move? All of those things, when you are in that connection, the answers come to you, and you can hear the voices. So those are gifts, and those are important gifts you give to yourself. So what's free? You go to the park. You go outdoors in nature. You're never going to, I'm never going to stop telling you how important nature is. That's all free. And the energetic potential. Lie with your belly on the earth and imagine your umbilical cord connecting to the deep iron core of the earth.
Oh.
You will feel those energetics.
Yeah, I know. I can see it on your face.
Oh. That was given to me, my first Vision Quest, mm-hmm. in 1997, and I never thought I'd use it. And then I got lost in the desert. And the instruction was you need to literally strip down naked and lay down. And what you just described, it is so, you can feel that umbilical cord wrapping itself around the energy and the molecules in the sand. And for me, it saved my life because it called in a turkey vulture. And all I could feel was the shadow of it. And the turkey vulture guided me back to my camp. Now, that may sound woo-woo for people. That was real for me. So when you started to talk about that, I was brought back to that very moment. I could feel it again. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do it. What you and I are talking about is taking that step to commit unwavering strength of your conviction to gift yourself that or something else or even get your nails done. Whatever that is that you're saying to yourself, I don't deserve it. I'd rather give it to ... Because if we're not going to put on that oxygen mask, we need that.
So I just traveled on an international flight, so you just gave me another metaphor. True, on the flight, you put on your oxygen mask before you help the person next to you with theirs. I mean, and how many times have we told, how many of us have mothers who went overboard caretaking our fathers? Overboard to the point of their exhaustion. They're never having their own opinion. They're never having their own dreams fulfilled. Hopefully younger generations have that better than we did in our generation. But you can't feed anyone else if you yourself are broken and depleted.
Nope.
Why does it matter? Why does it matter to have a greater sense of ourselves or be more empowered and rejuvenated going forward? Because these times, these evolutionary times, these tumultuous times, planets shifting, upheavals, institutions going haywire, nothing that we knew about is working right. Nothing is, it's like you think, you know, it's like the tower card in the tarot. You know, it's probably all coming down. But out of that comes the ability for each of us in our own little microcosm to shine our inner light brightly. And don't we want a world where we're all on high power? Do we really want to walk into a place where people's lights are running at 10%? I want to walk into a room where the chandelier lights up,
yep.
with 150, 10,000 watts or 10,000 lumens of the people around me. I want to have a world where a person, when they're contributing, beams and changes what's around them. And those of us listening to the shows that are on TTR, you care about this stuff. I know you do.
Yeah.
So we need to do that. If we can rejuvenate, restore, replace, replete ourselves, we can go out there and change the world, and that's what it's all about, especially nowadays.
And, you know, what you're tapping into, too, is the beginning part. I know you and I are going to do more shows, especially on the other show you do on Maximum Medicine Radio. And especially as we move forward, some of the things you're going to share on social media are about helping people, now that they've gone past that first step, to really put these possibilities in action. Maybe it's the book that you've been wanting to write, right, that you don't think you're worth writing, that nobody's going to listen. Maybe you don't have a radio show or a podcast, and you're thinking, why bother? You see, that is the ego. That is that that dark side, that shadow side, trying to hold us back. But to see every idea we conceive, we can achieve. Every idea. Every idea. And, you know, Einstein said it better than anybody. I think he was like from, like, Jupiter.
I think he was from another planet.
He's another planet. Imagine 2022 is the year about you. It's about you imagining your heart's desires and having them come to you. But isn't that what you're bringing forward, Sharon? Isn't that what you're putting in your book? Isn't this the invitation to really call people forward? Even it's a baby step. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've taken 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. But I keep stepping forward. Isn't that what you're talking
or
about?
Or you stray a little off the path and you go, wait, where am I? And then you get back on.
Just a little. You think, oh, my God, don't even go there. That should be a whole other show.
Getting our inner homing pigeon activated. Come back to roost.
Yeah. Are you excited about 2022? Tell me your perspective. I know we've got a few minutes left. People don't know how busy you've been and really sharing this message and, of course, and, you know, putting pen to paper in the book. What excites you most when you're looking ahead?
So what excites me has to come a little bit with the backstory. Being a physician in the past 2 years has been absolutely horrible. From the fear, the anxiety, watching even young people go under from the virus, watching the fracturing of our society over the virus and all of this stuff. And so it has brought to me that external push to really go more inward. And so I've spent at least probably a year now writing my book called Maximum Medicine. And it's about techniques for each of us to begin to heal ourselves. And that's what I'm excited about because I've tapped into, I think, the new frontier. Yes, energy medicine is a new frontier from medical point of view. But even more powerful than that, because the underpinnings of doing energy medicine is the power of our thoughts. And there are some pioneers, Joe Dispenza, Dawson Church, Wayne Dyer wrote about it before he died. That ability to manifest, I think we as humans have an untapped potential. And that's what, for me, 2022 is going to be about learning that and really bringing that in.
Yeah, I love it. I'm excited, you know, as we move forward together in 2022 and you share bits and pieces, as you will, from this fabulous book you're writing. We'll be sharing, we'll be posting some of the insights, some of the beautiful approaches that you've taken and are willing to share with people. And, of course, people will be able to learn this from you if they work with you as well. So let's not forget that. What is the best way for people to get a hold of you? And also, you have a phone number that they can reach and get.
Okay. I don't always know the phone number, so let me just...
Oh, I think I have it.
Do you?
I probably have it.
I think I have it right here. 833-940-1882.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin. TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is slow movement and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in, and let the world know. Together we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour,
Visit www.com.